You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl.
It has been a big week in Washington, of course, with visits from French President Emmanuel Macron. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is having her lunch with the president today, both talking trade. And of course, a big week in U.S. economic news, too. So let's take a bite out of all of that in just 4 minutes in our weekly wrap. With me today are Neela Richardson, chief economist at Redfin, and Sheila Kolhatkar from The New Yorker. Welcome.
Hi, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
So let's start with these trade conversations. French President Macron, Angela Merkel, they've both made it pretty clear that they continue to favor multilateral trade agreements and fair trade agreements, but maybe not this America First doctrine. Sheila, let's start with you. Do you think anything has changed?
I think you need to consult President Trump's Twitter feed as of the last 5 minutes to know for sure. But it doesn't sound like much has changed other than the fact that President Macron did succeed at somewhat of a charm offensive with the president. It seems that the definition of a successful meeting with him stems partly from a particular leader's ability to make him feel flattered. And it's unclear whether Angela Merkel is as good at that as her French counterpart. So I'm very curious to see how that ends up coming out.
Yeah, Neela, what do you think? I mean, how important is handholding to the future of global trade? It sounds kind of silly, but it really, I think you're absolutely right, Sheila.
You know, politics is about relationships, and that's really important, and it can't be minimized. But I think both leaders came to the U.S. with a very clear directive, very specific about tariffs on lumber and steel and not being caught in the crosshairs of a potential trade war with China. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like there was a lot of success. I do hope the friendship lasts beyond this weekend. But in terms of trade talks, we didn't get a lot out of the visit.
We've all had those weekends where we hope the friendship lasts. Let's keep talking trade a little bit. You made that turn to China. I know that was just a terrible joke to make. Next week, Secretary Mnuchin is set to visit China. And we should note that, again, on that relationship note, the president, you know, really President Trump really thanked President Xi of China for what happened today with North Korea and South Korea. Everybody's in a loving mood this Friday. But what are we looking for then in terms, Neela, of next week's visit and how much of that, if anything, does rest on Trump's relationship with President Xi?
You know, foreign policy in terms of China, in terms of trade in general, is all over the map economically. You have free traders. You have people who want to restrict trade. And you're going to send this delegation with vastly different viewpoints into China to have some kind of cohesive policy strategy while the president stays home and tweets. It's going to be a really hard call to see if something clear, concise, transparent, and communicable comes out of these negotiations. And I don't want to sound bearish, but I am a little bit bearish when we don't have a clear strategy about what a win means with China yet. It's hard to evaluate the outcome of next week.
And then quickly, let's turn to our economy. Sheila, lots of numbers out this week. GDP today showing slightly slower growth, but really good housing sales. Consumer spending is still soft. There's really all these sort of mixed signals, as there have been for so long. What do you think is going on? And what do you think, Sheila, is the Fed thinking right now about these interest rates, especially?
Some of the comments that have come out suggest that the Fed is going to keep a close eye on the economy to make sure it is not overheating, quote unquote. But, you know, if you look a little more closely at the numbers, you do see that that sort of two economies story around the American economy is still there, where you have sluggish wage growth. A lot of people don't feel like they can really pay their bills. People are very concerned about, their economic and employment security. And then you have overall numbers, which look pretty good. And I think the challenge is going to be managing those two things. And the drop-off in consumer spending is a reflection, I think, of the anxiety on the part of a lot of consumers.
Yep. And then one quick consumer sentiment question in about 30 seconds here, Neela. Facebook reporting outstanding earnings this quarter, but just at the tail end of kind of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. If you had to predict, what do you say those earnings look like next quarter?
making money cures a lot of ills in terms of corporate behavior. I think that the earnings stay strong. It was never about the financial health of Facebook. It was about privacy and the health of data security. Hopefully they'll use those revenue gains to help the consumer protect their privacy.
Nayla Richardson from Redfin and Sheila Kolhatkar from The New Yorker, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks.